Queenslanders remain on alert after more than 5,000 people were stung by bluebottles on the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast over the weekend. The unprecedented wave of stings brings to more than 22,000 the number of people caught by the so-called jellyfish armada that struck the state since the start of December. With another 5 months left of the season, lifesavers are warning beachgoers to take care in the water. Dr. Lisa Ann Gershwin is the director of Australian Marine Stinger Advisory Services. She's also a research scientist at the CSIRO, and she's the creator of the Jellyfish app, which helps identify jellyfish species from around the world. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good to be back. How
5,000 blue bottle stings just in one weekend. It's a pretty high number. Why is it happening?
It boggles the mind. It really does. So it's really simple. Blue bottles are subjected to the winds. You know, they've got the sail that sticks up. And so as soon as a wind comes up, it just grabs them and keeps driving them until either the wind dies down or they get stranded. And in this case, well, obviously, thousands and thousands and thousands have been coming into the beaches and getting stranded. So it's just really simple. It's all about the wind for the blue bottles.
Okay. And so they tend to hang out in the big ocean, wide ocean, and then they're subject to the wind. But as I understand it, you've got left and right-handed blue bottles?
Yeah, this is what's so cool. Well, there's a lot of things cool about blue bottles, but yes, it's weird. So out in the middle of the open ocean, picture this giant population of all these blue bottles, right?
That's already a horror movie for me.
No. I think it's great. But but look, relative to the main body axis, some of them are right-handed, some of them are left-handed, you know, just like we have left and righties, right? And when the wind comes up, it only grabs the ones that have the sail going in the correct direction for that wind. It's nature's way of making sure that it doesn't kill off the whole population at one time. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, although we'd probably like to see more of them go. I think they're proliferating, aren't they? Isn't that part of the problem?
Well, there's a fair few of them this year, that's for sure. Look, jellyfish in general, we've got a lot of data from, you know, numerous jellyfish species all around the world that they respond in a very positive way. Well, not positive for us, but positive for them. They respond, they're stimulated by changes to the ocean, warming, pollution, overfishing, you know, these kind of things. It stimulates them to grow more and live longer and all of this. And so what we're seeing is in disturbed ecosystems around the world, we're seeing these proliferations of jellyfish. We don't have data on blue bottles to say if that's what's causing the greater numbers, but certainly it's been a blisteringly hot year so far. We're getting lots and lots of onshore winds. So in a way, it's not that surprising that we're getting this many blue bottles. But I mean, my God, it's surprising to have 22,000 stings in, you know, 5 weeks.
And is so, the scale, you know, of this armada the surprise? Have we seen this before? Is it unprecedented?
Well, it's interesting. So we don't have exact data on how many blue bottles are actually coming in. We only have the data on the stings. And mind you, the 22,000 treatments by Surf Life Saving, that doesn't include the ones that don't seek treatment. You know, the whole sort of man up, just accept it. You know, that kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't seek treatment. So there's probably many more stings than the 22,000. How many blue bottles that actually represents, God only knows. So, you know, in past years, we get about 25 to 45,000 blue bottle stings a year all around Australia for the whole year. So 22,000 in 5 weeks in Southeast Queensland. Yeah, that's a lot. That's
so
a lot.
Given that conditions are favorable to the population growing, and obviously it's going to continue to grow, are we going to see more of these kind of attacks more frequently?
Look, that's the $64,000 question, isn't it? I mean, you know, we don't know is the true answer, the accurate answer, but educated guess, given what I know about jellyfish, I'd say, yeah, that's reasonable. Yeah. Because as water's warm, you know, anything that's responding to that, and as we get, you know, more and more weather systems happening more frequently and, you know, that kind of thing, You know, they respond to these. This is exactly what we're seeing right now. We're seeing kind of weird weather at the moment, right? And this is what we're getting. So I think as a starting hypothesis, without having hard research in place on this very question, a starting hypothesis is, yeah, that could be having an effect.
So, I mean, we've talked about the conditions around the population exploding, but I'm wondering about the flow on effects for the rest of the marine ecosystem. What does it mean for the health of that?
Yeah, see, that's the interesting part. So the very things that stimulate jellyfish, you know, the warming, the pollution, the overfishing. The thing about overfishing is that it takes out their predators and competitors. You know, everything loves that. So, you know, these sorts of things are actually damaging the populations of other creatures that live there. Obviously, overfishing is taking out fish, but, you know, pollution kills off fish and invertebrates and everything. Warming water actually decreases the available oxygen in the seawater. So other things like fish and crustaceans that require a lot of oxygen, they suffocate. Jellyfish, they don't require so much oxygen. So they're just the last man left standing.
Right. And so if you're at the beach, particularly this summer, what sort of steps should people be taking to prevent being stung?
Look, if it were me, I'd be wearing a full-body Lycra suit or equivalent. It offers great protection against being stung, covers up 75 to 80% of the body's skin surface. So you've got that 75 to 80% protection. It also offers fantastic protection from the sun. You know, if you're stung, you know, go see a lifeguard or lifesaver. We've had some really wicked stings this year that have landed people in hospital. So, you know, you'd want to be going and seeing the lifesaver or the lifeguard and just saying, hey, I've had this happen. They can treat the sting so it reduces your pain.
And is it vinegar that's the best option there, is it, Lisa Ann?
Not for blue bottles. Box jellies and irukandjis, definitely. But for blue bottles, you want to rinse well with seawater and then use hot water or ice for the pain. But you need the seawater rinse because otherwise you're stimulating the stinging cells that haven't injected yet. You're stimulating them to inject more venom into your body. So use the seawater rinse first.
Great. All right. Some excellent advice there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. You take care.
You too. Dr. Lisa Ann Gershwin. She's the director of the Australian Marine Stinger Advisory Services. She's also a research scientist at the CSIRO and the creator of the Jellyfish app. And she does love her jellyfish. It's 9:15.